And Jan Giulio is a graphic designer and UTEP professor. Via social media, I've been observing her navigate her new normal of teaching graphic design from home, all while keeping her kids busy. They're getting pretty crafty over there. So I asked her to share some of the fun projects she and her kids are creating these days. Today, my guest is Ann Jan Giulio. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina. It's great to be here.
So how has it... I mean, I've been watching you. You're like, okay, teaching graphic design online, which how does that work?
Well, this week it's just a test run and I just had to play with Blackboard and it was cool because I wanted to do a group critique with Blackboard so I could see all my students' work and have the 15 students in one class all speak about their classmates' works. And it was awesome. It really worked well. Yeah, we could look at all their PDF files simultaneously and some spoke into their mics and some chatted by typing.
So cool. So do you think maybe they're even more focused? Like A, like new normal, and then B, there's one graphic on your screen. And, you know, I mean, what are you finding as far as how they react to it?
I was really trying to replicate what we'd normally do in the classroom in terms of a group critique, because we do focus on one work at a time when we do critiques in class. So it was really that same format that I wanted to just recreate. And we could flip through the pages because it was a catalog, multi-paged specifically. So we flipped through the pages and we could doodle on it as well in Blackboard.
So, cool.
So I could circle things and say, move this to the left, move that to the right or whatever. It was exciting. And I think they were chomping at the bit, honestly, to have something else besides the virus to focus on. And their work was wonderful because I think they really had time to, a lot of them, to play with it at home. It seems like we have nothing but time on our hands right now. They were using their time pretty wisely at home.
Okay, so speaking of using your time pretty wisely at home, I mean, you've got one small kid and you've got one kind of big kid-ish. I don't know what the categories are. And I imagine their attention spans and their abilities are vastly different.
Yeah, that makes it tricky. It's very hard. It's like the holy grail to find something that would occupy both of them. It doesn't exist pretty much. It's hard. Although, you know what? I have found that one thing. You won't believe what it is.
What is it?
The show Queer Eye.
Really?
Not kidding. Not even just them, the adults as well. It is the full package, Marina. This show, it's got something for everyone. It's so positive. It's so adorable. Everyone loves it. You know, it's not called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy anymore.
Right.
It didn't hold itself that way. It just brings their fabulosity to whoever needs their fabulosity. And it's just so great.
And I do love how they do those transformation stories, because it's more than we're just going to turn you from a slob to like this fancy person. There is like something
really
about
the core, the root of your problems. And they address mind, body, spirit, all of that.
Yes.
And the kids love it.
So who knew Queer Eye is like the center point?
No, it's like the contemporary Sesame Street. Like my kids have no time for Sesame Street anymore. They're like, bring on the Queer Eye. It's really great.
That's so cool. Okay, so let's talk about your projects, because you, being the hyper organized person that you are, have them categorized. So hit us with your categories.
I've called this Love in the Time of Coronavirus.
Love it.
Because it's ways to kind of just show that you are supporting your kids by paying attention to them, extra attention. So I have these categorized by the non-computer, non-electronic activities before the lockdown, or the shelter in place, rather, imposed by the city. We went to see the Poppies, and no, there weren't a ton of people around us, so that was good. It may be hard to do that now, but if you can, I encourage you before those poppies stop being in bloom. It's gorgeous. We chalked encouraging messages on our sidewalk and driveway. You can do that. One of our favorite things has been Backyard Olympics, because my kids also love The Amazing Race and Survivor and shows like that.
So what are your categories? Like, what are they competing in?
They're based upon what junk can we find and do stuff with. Empty boxes, how many can we jump over, pool noodles, how can we put them in between chairs and crawl under them, like limbo, stuff like that. I don't know. It changes every day. And you have to time it, of course.
Right. Because somebody has to win at the end of the day, right?
Sure. Yep. Parents against kids.
I just remember when we were young and like trapped in the house, we went straight to like, we're going to build a fort. And my mom never said no. Like she totally let us rearrange all the furniture. Is fort building still a thing?
Yeah, it's still a thing. Blankets over chairs. Yes. Furniture. Again, boxes. We're lucky we just came off of a Girl Scout cookie selling season. So we've got all those Girl Scout cookie boxes around. They're super useful.
You're good to go. All right. So what else you got cooking over there?
So then, of course, puzzles, games, you know, all the usual stuff. Having your kids help you cook, that's major. Making healthy mommy Lunchables, where they basically make charcuterie trays for themselves.
Here are some almonds. Y'all are so fancy over there.
Here are some cheese, string cheese. Yeah, that's pretty fancy. String cheese.
It sounds like a good time, just saying.
So that's that category. And then for online resources, of course, our favorite is simply the El Paso Public Library, you know, because we were pretty bummed when they closed officially, because we usually put books on hold that my daughter really wants to read, but they're located at different locations, maybe other than the main branch, which is the one we normally go to.
Yeah.
So they were ready for pickup, but we couldn't get to them because it was on, it was all shut down.
Oh,
so I realized you can utilize their OverDrive system where you log in with the credentials from your library card and you can just choose the downloadable category. So it only shows you titles that are available via OverDrive, which is their downloadable book system. It's been great because my daughter was able to download this entire series called Fable Haven that she wanted to read. And it's 5 books, so it's like over 1,500 pages now that she can just sit and read. So
you're like, go to town, girlfriend.
Well, and for adults, of course, too. Lots of books. And then, of course, the Lunchtime Doodles with Mo Willems. We've been loving those. That's for the 6-year-old. They keep him busy. And we've had a folder now that we keep all of our drawings in that we've done with Mo Willems online.
And I think it's super popular because I also shared it online and folks are like, oh yeah, we've been doing this all week.
Yeah, he's got over 1 million followers already. It's crazy.
So cool.
I've joined that, you know, the Families on Board, formerly known as Moms on Board, of course, that Facebook page. So
yes,
tons of great resources there. Lots of parents are sharing what they've been doing. In fact, a lot of these resources I'm going to post to your site are coming from there. Specifically from Ann Horak, who's like amazing mom on board, who's got lots of great resources. She's got older kids, so she's shared some fun things with me where you can Instagram video chat your older kids with goofy effects, like put disguises on your face while you're
having a serious conversation about coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly.
But you got to do it.
You got to have levity, right? Or else you'll just go nutso at this time. You got to have humor. And I know it's a crazy serious time, but that's how you got to bring some levity to the situation or you'll go nuts, especially with kids. I mean, you can't just worry them. You have to put on this front that things are going to be good. That's really important so people can get through. It gives them strength. So Cinco Puntos, our local publishing house on Texas Ave, turns 35 this year, if you can believe it. And they've told us all that local storyteller Joe Hayes has a YouTube channel, and it's bilingual. So you can just go onto YouTube and search within YouTube for Joe Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. And he tells you all of his classic stories, and kids can watch him read La Llorona in English or Spanish and all of his other titles as well. So that's super fun. And that'll keep your kids busy for, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, which is important.
Hey, that's a long time. Because I feel like those stories are good for us adults too. It's not just a kid thing. So if you haven't seen the, I mean, I think we've all seen the honk if you've seen La Llorona sticker out there. And it's tied to the book. You know, if you haven't read it, now's the time. I think we all know the lore, but might as well see what Joe Hayes wrote.
Yeah, and he's great. He's got storytelling down. He knows what he's doing. He's a pro. Locally also, you know, the El Paso Zoo Facebook page does their sofa safari, where every day they feed a couple animals, either at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So that's cool to watch. They go into the enclosures, like the sea lions or whatever, and they have them do tricks and feed them. And that's kind of fun to watch for kids.
I feel like I have to tune into that one too. It sounds oddly soothing.
Yeah, it's neat. There's this thing on YouTube called Go Noodle. I have a friend in Philly who has her kids do it every day, and she does it herself for exercise. And it's these really goofy songs for kids, but it gets the kids jumping up and down, and it gives them different movements so they can do like these choreographed dances to these goofy songs. And you got to jump up and down with them. So that's Go Noodle. Super fun. There's tons of links people are putting out in this time of coronavirus. There's even a coronavirus section now on Facebook where you'll see, for example, it's Shawn Mendes with, what's her name? Señorita.
Oh, Camila Cabello.
I forget. They're singing Señorita live for the coronavirus audience, but there's a John Legend performance. There's all these performers doing coronavirus performances from their homes.
I saw Questlove do a DJ set on Instagram, and I'm like, what's up, Questlove? I feel like I'm in your living room, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is cool. So we've been watching some of those randomly, like, let's see who's posted today a performance online. And then along with that, I have a section here I'm going to upload that is artsy stuff, like the Paris Ballet and the opera. They're all posting performances online for free. There are 10 binge-worthy art podcasts that you can look at from this New York Times link that are fun to listen to. You can tour the Hermitage in St. Petersburg with this movie called Russian Ark that was filmed in one shot. It's like a 5-hour, one-take cinematic journey on an iPhone throughout the Hermitage.
Love it. Love it. Well, I can't thank you enough for rounding these up for us. And I love that you're uber organized enough to like do this for us.
It's for my own sanity, Marina. Seriously, it's purely self-serving.
Well, I love it. And you know, now we get to share it with the State of the Arts audience, which I think is really, really cool of you to do.
I'm happy to. If it brings people sanity, yes.
Today, my guest has been Anne Giangiulio. She's a graphic designer, UTA professor, mom extraordinaire, craftier. She put together a nice list of things to do during this time while we're at home, and we'll share it with you all online. Thank you, Anne, for doing this, and thank you for talking to me on State of the Arts.
Three words: toilet paper ninjas.